commentator Gary Borders joins us today to give his side of the story on a healthcare billing experience following a recent medical procedure.
Since I was pushing 60 and had a family history of colon cancer, my doctor browbeat me into undergoing a colonoscopy in late April. This occurred 3 years before the warranty expired on the last one. The procedure is not a big deal. The prep, however, is not a stroll in the park. In fact, there is only one location to which you will be strolling, and likely you will walk briskly. That is not the point of this story, however. It's what happened after that that makes me wonder if we will ever get a healthcare system that makes sense. I have retiree health insurance through my former longtime employer. In order to keep costs down, this year the company, which is self-insured but uses a large health insurance company to administer the plan, quit paying for preventive procedures, you know, like physicals and mammograms. I would have known this if I'd read the brochure sent me last November, but of course I didn't. So as the bills came in from the various healthcare providers involved in this procedure, the gastroenterologist, the anesthesiologist, the day surgery clinic, and a medicine man from Papua Guinea, I happily chunked the bills into recycling. In a few weeks, my insurance would pay up, and then I would have to just cover a small portion as copay. That is how it worked in the past. After the third round of bills and a few collection letters, I called the insurance company. That's when I found out preventive procedures were no longer covered. But the colonoscopy was not preventive. The doctor badgered me into undergoing a colonoscopy because of family history. Nobody volunteers for a colonoscopy. Okay, the customer rep said, tell all the providers to change the coding to family history, and it will be covered. Coding is critical to whether a procedure is covered and how much money the provider receives. As of October 1st, a new coding system was adopted under the Affordable Care Act. The IC-10 system replaces ICD-9. Now, instead of 13,000 different codes, providers have 68,000 billing codes from which to choose. This increases by fivefold the odds that a code will be used that isn't covered under my plan or yours. I started with the billing office of the doctor who performed the procedure. I was assured the code would be changed and that the message would be passed down the line to the others involved, even the fellow in Guinea. Just in case, I called several of the other providers as well to advise them to change the code. Several weeks passed, nearly each day's mail bringing new bills with increasingly unfriendly messages. I realized that my health insurance provider had not paid a single claim. I was going to be on the hook for several thousand dollars if this was not fixed. I emailed my ex-employer's benefits office pleading for help. Thankfully, they sprung into action. A nice lady called me and said she was having her assistant personally contact everyone involved to make sure they coded it correctly. She added, "This happens all the time." The doctor's office did refile, but they used the same code, so it was rejected again. The only choice I have is to trust my former company can get these folks to do what I was not able to do on my own. It's nice to have someone on your side who understands this Byzantine system, willing to wade through the morass of providers, billing codes, and accounting systems to straighten this out. But what about the average person out there who doesn't have these resources? There has to be a better way. Now, don't blame Obamacare. The system was broken long before the Affordable Care Act became law.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime East Texas writer and photographer. You can find his work at GaryBorders.com.